This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on red-hot-mama.com. This is episode number 92 on March 3rd of 2008. We're previewing the teams in the Central for the next few coming weeks. And this week on the podcast, we have with us the author of the very popular Pirates blog, Where Have You Gone, Andy Van Slyke, the NLC representative to the Fan House, and recent author of a chapter in the Hardball Times season preview, Pat Lackey. Welcome to the show, Pat.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Good, pretty good.
It's always exciting when baseball season comes around.
It is. It is. Even when you're a Pirates fan, you can still get excited in the spring.
See,
always good to watch those first couple spring training games.
It's nice to know that hope springs eternal. And, you know, with the Pirates playing the Reds in spring training, there's always hope for wins.
That's right.
Or at the very least, with the Cubs losing their first three,
ooh,
you know, you can take
brutal.
Some joy in that.
It has been brutal over there for the Cubs these first few games. But
yeah, well, they've had a bunch of injuries between Soriano and then Felix PA had an injury. I'm not even sure. I don't know how family-friendly your podcast is, but it was pretty ugly. So things are pretty bad over there in Chicago.
It's starting early this year.
It is.
But we're talking about the Pirates this
week. That's right.
Talking about,
right.
Speaking of starting early. So tell us about the Pirates. What kind of changes have they made, or what kind of improvements or unimprovements have they made to the team this offseason?
Well, the team itself really didn't change as much this offseason, unless you count adding guys like Jared Wright and Doug Mankiewicz to the roster, who may or may not make the team. Most of the changes happened in the front office and in the coaching staff, as Dave Littlefield's reign of terror was finally ended last September. Him and brought in Neil Huntington from Cleveland, and as a result, Jim Tracy was fired at the end of the year, and they hired John Russell from the Philly system to take over as manager. So those are where the real changes are taking place, are off the field. And on the field, the Pirates are pretty much the same lovable squad that won 68 games and finished place last year.
So which one of those new guys is the one that you call Doogie?
That would be the general manager, Neil Huntington, who, he's a young guy. I can't think of his age off the top of my head, but he looks like he's, you know, like 22 years old, fresh out of college. He looks a lot like Ron Howard or Neil Patrick Harris.
Very nice. So does he have
the Doogie nickname?
Does he have the same kind of prodigy that Doogie did?
He does. He seems to know what he's talking about. You know, it's really hard to judge a GM on, you know, one off season of work. He kind of came in with his hands tied. You know, he wanted to rebuild the team, but his best trading chip was Jason Bay, and Bay hit .240, and all of his power numbers crashed through the floor last year. So he really wasn't working from a strong bargaining position, and as a result, he really didn't make a whole lot of changes. But at the same time, you know, you don't want to sell low on a guy like Bay if you're looking to restock the minors. So, you know, Dave Littlefield was good at saying all the right things to say is what he's doing. But it seems like they kind of have things moving in the right direction here.
That's great. That's going to be a really nice change of pace.
I hope so.
So
they opened up, or they released plans. They haven't opened yet, but they released plans and broke ground on a brand new academy in the Dominican Republic. So it's finally 1998 in Pittsburgh.
Very nice.
Yeah. The scouting area for Pittsburgh seems to have been woefully underdeveloped under Littlefield.
Yeah, there was the beat writer for the Post-Gazette, Dejan Kovacevic, really, like, the longer he worked on the beat, the more and more he uncovered about how terrible Littlefield scouting operation was. Like, apparently he only had a few guys assigned to, like, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, that part of the country. The Braves have, like, 40 scouts here.
Wow.
And it was just the whole operation. He was on the job for 3 years before he hired a Latin American scouting director. Like, things that you would imagine you can't even consider getting away with when you're running a Major League Baseball team.
Wow.
You know, things that, like, seem like common sense, but I guess they weren't.
I guess. So what are they doing about drafting? Do they have any plan to improve that?
People are a little worried about the drafting, because along with all the changes in the front office last year, Kevin McClatchy stepped down as team CEO, and the person that replaced him is Frank Coonerly, who was Major League Baseball's labor counsel before he came to Pittsburgh. And one of his jobs was enforcing swap money in the draft. So that makes a lot of Pirate fans nervous, especially because, you know, we've watched Brian Bullington get drafted, E.J. Upton, and, you know, picking Danny Moskos, the reliever out of Clemson, ahead of Matt Wieters in the draft last year. But they say that they're going to spend whatever money it takes to get the best players in the draft. So that's just another one of those wait-and-see things, I guess, see how the draft goes this year.
So is there anything coming up through the farm system at all?
A little bit, not too much. Last year, Stephen Pierce had a breakout year. He started in high-level Class A in the Carolina League, which was probably a level too low. But he hit 31 homers across single-A, double-A, and triple-A and got a September call-up to Pittsburgh. He's probably going to start in triple-A again, although a lot of people, myself included, think he should probably be on the ball club to start the year out. So he was the one breakout prospect of the year last year. This year, we'll have Andrew McCutchen, who was, I think, the 11th pick in the draft 3 years ago. He had a big year 2 years ago in single A. He struggled a little bit in double A, but he's only 20 or 21 years old. So he's still got a pretty high ceiling. He's a lot like a Lastings Millage or Cameron Maben type prospect. There's also Neil Walker, who's local Pittsburgh kid, who recently switched to third base, finally hit the ball last year. And then our last two first-round picks, Brad Lincoln, who missed all of last year with Tommy John surgery, and Moskos, who moved back into the starting rotation. And they both project to be, you know, solid three starters. So those are pitching prospects, and I guess that's the best we've got.
Wow. So as you survey the Pittsburgh Pirates for the coming year, where do you see them having strengths?
The top of the rotation, definitely, with Ian Snell and Tom Gorzolani, were both very good last year. They were kind of like if the Pirates could have breakout stars last year, it would have been the two of them. Gorzolani won 14 games. Snell had an awesome first half that he finished with an ERA of under 3 before he kind of slipped back in the second half. And really, those two guys are probably two of the better pitching prospects that we've seen come through in Pittsburgh in the last few years. Paul Mahalem had a pretty good second half last year. It'd be nice to see him kind of step up and fill into the 3 slot. But they're going to have to pitch well because the Pirates aren't going to score a lot of runs.
So offense is not one of the strengths then?
No. Hopefully Jason Bay will have a bounce back year this year. That's what he had a bad knee that he kind of fought with all year, and he says that it feels awful now. And hopefully Adam LaRoche will, you know, bat over 100 in the first 2 months of the season. And if Bay and LaRoche can do that, then I guess it'll be a little more respectable than it was last year.
Dude, what happened with LaRoche? He was supposed to be the great hope that
saved
the whole ship, and then he fizzled. You think it's just the pressure, just the change of pace, or what?
That could have been some of it. I think part of the problem was a lot of people expected that he was going to come to Pittsburgh, and because PNC Park is a little shorter to right field, that he would automatically improve on his home run totals when he hit 34 homers the year before in Atlanta. But he really kind of has his power to all fields, specifically to right field, and he really didn't benefit a whole lot from PNC Park. And he's always been a slow starter, and last year he almost got booed out of town. It was just bad, but he did hit better in the second half, and he said he changed his off-season training regimen so it doesn't happen again. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
So what about weaknesses for the Pirates?
Weaknesses for the Pirates?
Right. Things they need to work on or things you're just scared of seeing, I guess.
The rotation's pretty scary behind the three guys that I mentioned. Zach Duke had an awful year last year. Couldn't throw the ball by anybody. And then he had elbow problems, and in his first start of the spring, he gave up two homers to Dunn and Griffey, actually, and managed to not get a swinging strike in, I think it was two innings of work.
Right, I saw that. That was scary.
Yeah, that's pretty. I mean, I know it's the first start of the spring, and you know they have his pitching coach from AAA is the new pitching coach with the Pirates. Everybody's hoping that he can kind of turn things around, but I'm not optimistic. And the other bottom of the rotation starter is going to be Matt Morris, who was just terrible in the second half of the season last year. Morris will forever be known as the straw that broke the camel's back on Dave Littlefield.
Right, that was an odd trade at the time it happened, I thought. Like,
yeah, it doesn't make any sense for the Pirates to be picking up, you know, a 12-year pitcher. It's not like he's the final piece to our pennant-winning club that we've got here.
who is the final part to the game-winning club there?
The final part of the Pirates' pennant-winning club?
Yeah.
On the 25-man roster, we're probably about 20 guys away, so I'm not sure which one is the final part.
I'm so glad you're able to keep a good sense of humor about it.
That's really the only way you can keep watching the games. I mean,
yeah, they've been how many seasons have they been losing? It's they're approaching record setting, right?
It's been 15. This year we'll tie the record at 16, so barring some kind of miracle.
You're pretty confident that's going to happen then.
Yeah, I would be shocked. I would be more surprised to see the Pirates win 82 games this year than I was to see the Rockies in the World Series last year. For what that's worth.
Wow. I was pretty surprised to see the Rockies in the World Series.
Yeah, they came out of nowhere. So,
what about your bullpen, your like closer situation? Do you even get that far into games?
If we could get to closer, that'd be great. Matt Capps has done a great job. He's going to be in his third year this year. He does a nice job, and we still have Damaso Marte, who absolutely brutal on lefties last year. I think he only gave up like 6 hits and 66 at-bats against lefties. But the gap between the starters and that back end of the bullpen is going to be scary. As Sean Chacon is gone, Solomon Torres is gone. And, you know, I like to tell people, when you wake up and look at your bullpen and you're missing Solomon Torres and Sean Chacon, that's really a bad sign.
Yeah,
There's a bunch of... There's a bunch of like minor league cast-offs, or Rule 5 that are all in the mix for these bullpen spots. So, I don't know. It's going to be ugly.
Sounds fun. You can hardly wait.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll look great. Guys like Francelis Astoria pitching to Adam Dunn in Great American Ballpark. That'll go over really well, I'm sure. You guys will enjoy it.
What about, on a lighter note, how are the blogs going? Tell us a little bit about where have you got any advance, like in the fan house, too?
That's all going well. I don't know. This is going to be my fourth season writing Where Have You Gone, Andy Vance Like. And sometimes it feels like I just repeat myself over and over again. But
well, so does the team, so there you go.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the team hasn't really changed a whole lot from when I started, so I guess that explains it. But I guess the blog itself is moving on to its third manager, so... I've outlasted the entire Jim Tracy era.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. And writing for Fan House has been a lot of fun. I started just about this time last year, and it's a lot of fun to get to write with the other guys that write there. You know, there's a bunch of great writers. And we brought the dugout guys over, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, now that we're getting into like the second year, I think we're really starting to find our stride and do a little bit more collaborative between the writers. So it's a lot of fun.
Collaboration is a good time.
Yeah.
Case in point.
Mm-hmm.
So you have any closing thoughts on the Pirates before we wrap this up? Look for them to win it in 2011?
Yeah, well, you know, they won 67 games in 2006, and we won 68 games in 2007. So if we just shoot for 69 wins this year, moving on up, then you know, probably by the time I have kids that know what the Pirates are all about, then the Pirates will be getting good, and they won't have to go through the same childhood I did. So,
well, dare to dream.
Hope.
You know, 30 years from now, we'll be the greatest team in Major League history with 120. I guess that's 50 years away, so maybe I won't be. We'll see.
You'll still be going to games.
Just think, though, in almost 100 years, they'll go undefeated.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All righty. Well, thank you for being on the show, Pat. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Show your love for the show by leaving a comment on iTunes, or leave your own rant about the dysfunctional NL Central on our website at red-hot-mama.com.